Everybody wins. Lesson 9. Everybody wins. Congratulations. We have come a long way. Here we are on the last lesson of this program, in the golden era of humankind, and there are still times when our lives are not as satisfying and fulfilling as we would like. The only difference is that we now understand that this dissatisfaction comes from our beliefs, attitudes, and opinions that we need to do something more before we can be okay now. The being that you and I can't get to from doing and having is a spiritual being that is beyond our beliefs, opinions, and our results. Because the moment we have an opinion about our being, it becomes part of the do and have game. You are who you are, and anything more than that becomes a value judgment based on the ideas that something is better than something else. Nothing you are doing or not doing can change your real being. This is true of any living thing. For example, with a tree, you can break its limbs and put something over it so it will have to twist and bend to reach the sunlight. You can cut its roots and limit its growth. You can do any number of things to make the tree conform, but you cannot alter its state of being as a tree. That's the way it is with you. You are unique, wonderful, and powerful expression of the divine spark. At your being level, you are a magnificent expression of life. When you know yourself as that, all of your positions or beliefs regarding doing and having are still there. You just hold them differently. You become the context of your life rather than the content. It's like a large jar filled with marbles. Those marbles represent all the things you believe you are, all the opinions, attitudes, and positions you have. They represent your age, your sex, your education, your background, your potential, your IQ, your abilities, successes, and failures. All of those tangible and intangible objects or things that we usually identify as us. Yet the truth is, you are not those marbles, but rather the jar. You are not the content of your life. You are not what you have done, what you have learned, or those things that you can put your finger on. You are that being that has experienced those things, and they are not you, except you have been taught to believe they are. And those beliefs are the same beliefs that can lock you into playing the game of life, coming from that when you get certain results or have certain characteristics, then you will be somebody. In that game, there is no aliveness. There is no real satisfaction, no true joy, because no matter where you are, no matter what you have, a little voice is always pushing and saying, you're not good enough yet. Life is really fairly simple, and it seems we spend the majority of our time making it difficult. How many times must you be told that it is done unto you as you believe, that your consciousness creates your reality? And yet even now, as you hear my voice, there may be another little voice inside your head saying, no, it can't be that simple. When you move into your life from being a unique expression of spirit and accept that your consciousness creates your reality, you become the context or source of your life. You are the cause of your life rather than at the effect of it. Your happiness and satisfaction are no longer determined by the circumstances that surround you. You don't need reasons to be anything. You can just choose to be. Through the process of integrating your choices, you can now create knowing. Do you realize what that means? When you are clear on your focus, following through with your action steps, thinking the thoughts you have written, and then spend time imagining that you are right on track and feeling the thanksgiving you have for it all working the way you want, you move into knowing that what you want is happening. Remember, through the process of integrating your choices, you can create knowing. As you continue being the creator of your life, remember, it's not just about creating things like love, joy, compassion, health, or abundance. You can also choose the way you want to travel. There are those who say that through the process of overcoming obstacles and dealing with larger and larger challenges, we begin to experience and appreciate our potential. I know that my illness facilitated me stepping up to discover who I was and what I was capable of. But if you believe that it has to get ugly before it gets better, then even if you are on track using the tools to make it better, it will still have to get ugly. It's a model about life that has been around a long time. It's sometimes referred to as the wounded healer concept. It's couched in phrases such as, "You can't know the light of the day unless you have experienced the darkness of the night." As you continue to be the creator of your life, be aware that some traditions include the idea that you must suffer and pay your dues before you can get what you want. I'm not talking about the passive pain when you are temporarily confused or unsure. I'm talking about the big suffering concepts that have been around a long time, and they are interwoven into some of the great teachings, such as, you have to go through the dark night of the soul. I decided years ago that I would not need to have those kinds of experiences to continue on my path. Of course, there were some who said that I was in denial, or that it was my ego talking. But I'd heard those kinds of statements before when I talked about what I thought might be possible for me. What do you think? Do you have to do your life according to ancient traditions, or do you have a choice on how you are going to make it up? My bet is you became involved with this program so you could create more of what you want. You may have expressed this as wanting to gain a better understanding about yourself or about others. You may have wanted to learn how to make a difference in your health. You may have explained it as wanting more peace, more joy, more material wealth, satisfaction, happiness, or any number of other ways to express your priorities and your dreams. Integrating the choices you make will allow you to do just that, create what you want. Whether or not you use these tools on a daily basis is up to you. If you were going to take a car to a specific destination, I suspect that you would not leave it in gear with the emergency brake on and push it there. You would probably get inside, put the key in the ignition, start it, and drive it to where you wanted to go. There are certain rules or choices you can make to facilitate you using the car and maximizing the potential power it has. The potential would still be there if you pushed it. However, I'm sure you would agree that the best use of the car would be to drive it according to the rules of driving an automobile. That's the way it is with your life. You can leave yourself in gear with your emergency brake on and push yourself to the destination you want. Or you can understand the natural laws of how you function and use the tools of choice to work within those laws. Trying to achieve your dreams without taking charge of your consciousness is like trying to drive a car that's out of gas. It just doesn't work very well. Your experience or perception of this life is all you will ever know. Do you see your life full of joy, love, and beauty? Or do you limit your experiences to the challenges and problems you deal with on a daily basis? Either way, you have control and power because it will always be done as you believe. Most of you were familiar with the concepts of choice before you started using this program. You may have been to seminars or read books that explained these tools and discussed the benefits you could derive by using them. And most of you did not use them to the degree you wanted to. Lighten up. Be easy on yourself. It's not that you need to use all of the tools all of the time. The purpose of picking one priority and using written plans, written affirmations, and then allocating specific times for visualizing and thanksgiving was to give you an intellectual model for how you can take charge of your creative mind. There may be times when all you need to do to accomplish what you want is get clear on what you are moving to. Other times, you may need to write a plan that might be as simple as a to-do list, or it might be a more detailed plan of action to remind and support you in your focus-directed action. With other priorities, you may need to choose to support your follow-through and action with written affirmations, so you can create a new mental environment that is supportive instead of just allowing old habits of thought to dominate your thinking about this project and your follow-through. Finally, you may choose to spend time in your imagination with your guided daydreams and thanksgiving, bringing your choices together to create the knowing you desire. What you are doing with the tools of choice in each instance is create a consciousness where you know that what you want is the way it is. If you can know that you are creating the reality you desire by just being clear on your focus, that's all you need to do. If you need a plan and proof that you are doing what you think needs to be done before you can know you are creating this reality, then write out a plan and follow through. And there may be projects, priorities, or dreams where you will need to use all of the tools together before you really know the outcome you desire is coming to pass. The tools of choice are about you and your consciousness. Allowing them allows you to create the knowing you want based on how you think it needs to be done. Being in charge of your creative mind is an ongoing process of disciplining your mind so you use the framework of choice as the backdrop for your life. This bears repeating. Being in charge of your creative mind is an ongoing process of disciplining your mind so you use the framework of choice as the backdrop for your life. And you do that by using your personal will and your imagination to create your consciousness by choice based on your priorities and your aspirations. Even after I knew the tools of choice and had an idea about how I might be able to use them to regain my health, I wasn't sure I could really do it. I didn't know anybody who used these ideas as I thought I would need to. I felt alone, and the task looked too big for me to handle alone. And then someone sent me a quote from a mountaineer named W.H. Murray. It read, "The moment one definitely commits oneself, then providence moves too. All sorts of things occur to help one that would never otherwise have occurred. A whole stream of events issues from the decision, raising in one's favor all manner of unforeseen incidents and meetings and material assistance which no one could have dreamed would have come their way." Murray is not the only one to address providence in relation to achieving our dreams. There is a common reference in most spiritual teachings that there is a power available to assist us in our quest for a happier and more satisfying life. And in most cases, like Murray's example, we must do something first. It's the idea that God helps those who help themselves. Yes, providence will move to support you, but only after you are committed. And whether or not you believe you are committed will be demonstrated by the underlying integrity of your focus, actions, thoughts, and feelings. You can do it. You can start right where you are and begin moving to the life you want. And as you continue on your journey, know that you are not alone. There is an infinite power backing you up. You have the right and the authority to commit to your dreams. And when you do your part, you can expect that providence will move too. There is a story told of some children who once stole the egg of an eagle and brought it back to their parents' farm, where it was placed underneath a chicken. The eagle was hatched with the eggs of the chicken and brought up in the barnyard just as if it were a chicken. Yet there was something within the breast of that great bird that knew there was more to life than just the barnyard. As the eagle grew and developed, this discontent became more and more evident. Then one day, when the eagle was scratching in the barnyard with all the other chickens, a great storm came upon the farm. As all the animals began to tremble and look for cover, the eagle felt a stirring it had never known. Its powerful wings spread and lifted it easily to the top of the barn. A feeling of confidence and power swept through the young bird, and it knew instantly that it was not meant to just survive like all the other animals. It was destined to fly and soar above the storms of life and seek its own world where most feared to go. As the eagle rose above the barnyard and circled the farm for the last time, there was no sadness in its goodbye. There was only joy and anticipation in the knowledge that from here on there would be no more limitations. You are that eagle. You were raised in an environment that taught you of limitations, that accentuated your errors, and made fun of you when you stumbled. Yet always, within your heart, there has been something telling you that you are whole and perfect, a wonderful, unique human being that is destined to fly. You have been notified once again that that is your destiny, and you can claim it anytime you wish. This is not an idle statement of positive jargon meant to encourage you beyond your capabilities. It is the truth about who you are. You are unlimited. You are powerful beyond measure, and you can spread your wings to fly anytime you wish. You can make your life what you want. It may take time. It may take some effort. But if you integrate your choices and stay on track, you will find that being the creator of your life becomes easier and easier. The idea of living life as a joyous adventure is not a pipe dream. It can be your reality. Believe in yourself. Be clear in your focus. And remember, all things are possible if only you believe. Action steps. You are magnificent. When you acknowledge this magnificence and feel the truth of who you are, the energy of this knowing flows through your body to empower and heal. This is what is meant by, there isn't anything that enough love can't heal. The cells of your body are always responding to the energy of your emotions and beliefs. This week, spend your 10 minutes of action loving yourself. Get past any old habits of thought or programs about your self-worth. Just spend time basking in the wonder and magnificence of who you already are.